Off the Ball. GAA. And any team that has David Clifford, you know, has another chance of winning. You know, I wouldn't have said Armagh were at a back-to-back level, but they're answering all the questions. They're ticking all the boxes.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, the moose has been cut loose by Bowes. We'll get the latest from the Club World Cup as Real Madrid and Borussia Dortmund march on. And we'll look ahead to the opening games at the Women's European Championships.
Buckley. Looking for that ball over the top. It's Lise Moussé. Oh, and he scores for Bowes Moussé with the goal for Alan Reynolds' side. His first goal for Bowes. And there are fans on the pitch. Bowes subs are on the pitch.
But first, Bohemians have confirmed the departure of Lise Moussé by mutual consent. The 29-year-old former France under-21 international scored just one goal, which was away to Sligo Rovers in a 1-0 win in early May. Moussé was last involved for Bowes as an unused substitute in a 1-0 win at home to Derry City on the 30th of May. He featured in just 9 league games and has struggled nursing a hamstring injury over the last couple of months. He's also had issues with his Achilles. Bohemians' next game is an away match with St. Pat's, a game you can hear live on News Talk or the Go Loud app from 7 o'clock on Friday night. Now to the Club World Cup, and there'll be at least one European side definitely in the final. Last night, Real Madrid beat Juventus 1-0 thanks to a goal from young star striker Gonzalo Garcia, which was assisted by Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Vini Jr. onto the penalty spot, headed away at the back by Lloyd Kelly. Alexander-Arnold! There's the header! Gonzalo Garcia! Who needs Kylian Mbappe when you've got young Gonzalo Garcia?
Borussia Dortmund's 2-1 win over Monterrey rounded off the last 16 ties in the early hours of the morning. Serhou Guirassy scored two goals for Niko Kovac's side.
It's very much now a back five for Monterrey. Allows Dortmund the control.
Adeyemi here. Guirassy! It's taken barely 13 minutes for the go-ahead goal for Dortmund. Adeyemi with Rodriguez. Adeyemi still here. Guirassy again! He and they have double their money in Atlanta.
Those results mean that Real Madrid and Borussia Dortmund will play each other in the quarterfinals in a repeat of the 2024 Champions League decider. However, there will be no Bellingham derby. Dortmund boss Niko Kovac says Joe Bellingham didn't realise straight away that his booking meant he wouldn't be able to play against his brother Jude. The midfielder received his second yellow card of the tournament, which means Joe is suspended. Kovac said they had to tell him at halftime.
He's young. His brother's also young. So I'm convinced they will face each other maybe in the next season Champions League and in the future. The future is for them, and the Club World Cup would be nice, but now it isn't.
Winners of that match will play either PSG or Bayern Munich, which means that UEFA will have at least one team in the final on Sunday week. On the other side of the draw, Chelsea are the only European team. They take on Palmeiras in the last 8, and there's a non-European clash in the other quarterfinal between Al Hilal, who beat City, and Fluminense. Those games will take place across Friday and Saturday. Meanwhile, France's Union of Professional Football Players launched a scathing attack on the Club World Cup on Sunday, saying that it's urgent to stop this massacre amid ongoing concerns about extreme player workloads. The UNFP also accused FIFA president Gianni Infantino of living in an ivory tower by ignoring the impact congested calendars will have on players worldwide. A statement said the Club World Cup comes at the end of an already exhausting season and thereby ignores collective bargaining agreements, which almost everywhere provide for an incomprehensible period of 3 weeks of rest for footballers between two seasons. This newly expanded tournament involves 32 teams and it's played every 4 years, but it's sandwiched in between the Men's World Cup, European Championship and Copa America. It went ahead against the backdrop of legal challenges in Europe, strike threats and repeated concerns over players' mental and physical welfare due to too many games.
And it's going to be a second yellow card here for Mandy, and he's off. And Lille's task may now be insurmountable.
Oh, Mandy, you came and you went without taking the ball. And the rest sent you away. Sorry, Rob.
That's a round of applause line, Gary.
Now, the Women's European Championships get underway in a roasting hot Switzerland today. The 16-team tournament features 31 games in total and draws a tournament record attendance of more than 600,000 fans in 8 stadiums with ticket buyers from more than 120 countries, according to UEFA. The last two tournaments have been won by the host nation. The Netherlands in 2017 became champions for the first time under the guidance of Serena Wiegmann. She left to take the reins of England, where they won the tournament on home soil in 2022. Ireland's conquerors, Wales, are in a group with England, as well as France and the Netherlands, in their first ever major tournament. World champions Spain are the favourites. They will have to do without their midfielder Aitana Bonmatí for at least the first game against Portugal. The current Ballon d'Or holder is recovering from meningitis. The tournament kicks off today with Iceland against Finland at 5 o'clock. Host nation Switzerland take on two-time winners Norway and Basel from 8. Now, the player that scored the winning goal in the final in 2022, Chloe Kelly, has made her loan move to Arsenal a permanent one. She joins in a free transfer. Yesterday, she confirmed her departure from Manchester City after the expiration of her contract. Kelly helped Arsenal win the Women's Champions League earlier this summer.
You could jump over a mini jar. Did you ever hear about that?
No.
Duncan McKenzie.
What?
He could jump over a mini. He could do two things. He could jump over a mini and he could throw a golf ball the length of the pitch.
What?
Over the length of the pitch.
How does it work? Does he take a long run up?
No, we were in the dressing room shortly after he arrived. He said, "Hey, Duncan, what about this, you know, jumping over the mini business? You know, we don't believe you, you know." So there was a mini out in the car park. So we said, right, come on and show us out there. And we walked out. And it's quite high, the mini.
Yeah.
What he did, actually, Jack, he sort of only strolled up to it 2 or 3 strides. And I honestly thought he was going to turn back and say, look, lads, I'm only joking. Hopped over it. Hopped over the mini.
In one go?
In one go. Hopped over it. And then we got him out on the pitch. And he threw the ball from one end of the pitch right onto the terraces.
A golf ball? A
golf ball.
And does this mean that he was amazing at long throws and also...
No, it meant nothing. It meant nothing. In fact, it became a bit of a joke with the lads that the reason they spent 250 grand on him was because he could jump the mini and throw the ball the length of the pitch.
Liverpool have rejected an approach from Bayern Munich for Luis Diaz. The Premier League champions have told the German title holders that the Colombia international isn't for sale. Bayern are also said to be considering a shock move for Manchester United winger Marcus Rashford. It's believed they were impressed by his form on loan at Aston Villa for the second half of last season. Reports in England state that Liverpool have reached an agreement on personal terms with Crystal Palace centre-back Mark Gahey, but a transfer fee is yet to be decided between the two clubs. It looks like Palace have already sorted out Gahey's replacement. The FA Cup holders have reportedly reached a £47 million agreement to sign Ivory Coast defender Ousmane Diamande from Sporting. Inter and Juventus are both interested in signing Liverpool midfielder Harvey Elliott. A fee of €58 million would be needed, but Liverpool would lower their demands in exchange for a buyback clause. One player going nowhere is Jarrod Brantwaite. He's ended speculation about his future by signing a new 5-year deal at Everton. He had been heavily linked with a move away in the last couple of years. Arsenal have offered a contract to Chelsea winger Noni Madueke, according to Florian Plettenberg. The Blues could sell for the right price after they agreed a deal for Jamie Gittens and João Pedro. Newcastle are exploring a move for Marseille and Argentina centre-half Leonardo Bilardi, who's also interesting Juventus. Manchester City will sign 15-year-old Kaelin Coley-Cadamartari from Sheffield Wednesday in a £1.5 million deal. The forward is the son of former Everton striker Danny. West Ham face a battle to convince Slavia Prague to sell Elhadj Malik Diouf. The left-back is a target for Graham Potter and discussions have taken place over a deal. The Hammers are also interested in Liverpool midfielder Tyler Morton, who was part of the victorious England under-21s team at the European Championships. Nottingham Forest have had a bid accepted for Lyon for winger Malik Fofana. The player is yet to agree terms, but the Premier League club are confident of completing a deal. Forest maintain an interest in Manchester City's James McAtee as well, and the Real Mallorca defender Pablo Maffeo. Sunderland have completed the club record £30 million signing of midfielder Habib Diarra from Strasbourg. It's a five-year deal. The 21-year-old captained the team last season and has 11 Senegal caps. He scored against England last month. Diarra is Sunderland's second summer arrival after Enzo Lefebvre's loan was turned into a permanent one. Bournemouth have ended speculation around Antoine Semenyo's future by tying down the forward to a new long-term deal. The Ghana international, who scored 13 goals last season, has signed the new deal to keep him there until the summer of 2030. Nico Williams has warned Barcelona they have until the 9th of July to finalise his transfer before he'll listen to other offers. Bayern Munich pose the greatest threat to the La Liga champions. Meanwhile, Real Madrid president Florentino Perez has assured manager Xabi Alonso that Benfica left-back Alvaro Carreras will be signed this summer. Perez has also admitted Liverpool defender Ibrahima Konate has been lined up for next summer after rejecting a new contract with Arne Slot's side. And Atletico Madrid are in negotiations with Tottenham over Christian Romero, according to reports in Spain. A deal worth an initial €55 million has been proposed for the World Cup winning defender. Jonathan David is set to join Juventus as a free agent after his contract with Lille expired. Meanwhile, Inter boss Christian Kivu is holding talks with Lautaro Martinez and Hakan Çalhanoğlu after a complete breakdown in their relationship. It follows Inter missing out on the Coppa Italia, the Scudetto and the Champions League final, and they've also been knocked out of the Club World Cup earlier this week. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
It was a January day of sadly 2001. All through the bitter cold and gloom, a miracle was spun.
Head of goal was by Byrne. There's Gragan. 2 minutes and 17 seconds, that's all it's taken. And Shamrock Rovers take the lead through Tony Grant. First player in the book. Here's Francis with the penalty. Yeah. Can he pull it back this time? All the way across to Shamrock. And it's 7-0 for Shamrock Rovers. They've gone 4-1 in front.
4-1 down. We said, right, let's prepare for next week. Let's go out and win the second half. At least finish on a positive note and get ourselves ready for the cup.
The famous Bell Bohemians go down 1-4. And the greatest comeback ever. Better over 6-4.
And it's back into the 6 yards. And there's Nesovic with his first ever league goal. Bursting through the centre is Morrison. And he scored. And we've got a game on here. Early ball through the centre. Crow might get there. And he's done it. What an equaliser. Glenn Crow. What a game of football. Coming on to Morrison. But he's kept possession of balls. We have five men forward. And what a great goal. And he's put Bohemians ahead with 12, 11 minutes to go. And you can see the reaction from Roddy Collins. What a comeback for Bohemians. Just over half a minute to go. Crow is not offside. And Crow has put it beyond doubt now. A most incredible performance by Bohemians. And Glenn Crow with his second of the day. Roddy Collins just can't believe his luck. From 4-1 down to 6-4 up. It's game, set and match to Bohemians.
When the final whistle blew, the hope for an athlete. But on that hour, it was still 4. And the ball is never 6.